The following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 515-207-2006. We offer free consultations in many areas of law, and we have several geographic locations for your convenience. We serve all of Iowa. We're also happy to meet with you and provide most legal services virtually without requiring you to leave your home. Enjoy the video.
Hello, this is Matt with Learn About Law. And today I'll be discussing living trusts and changes in living trusts for Iowa in 2022. What is a living trust? A living trust is simply a trust that is created during the settler's creation of the trust lifetime. This is also known as an inter vivos trust. The settler will name beneficiaries of the living trust, and upon the settler's death, the beneficiaries will receive the property in the trust. A will could also accomplish transferring the property to loved ones. However, a will must go through the court system known as probate. Probate can be an expensive and time-consuming event. Iowa's probate process will be discussed further in the video. What is a revocable living trust? This is a common estate plan tool. As the name suggests, a revocable living trust can be revoked or modified at any time during the settler's lifetime. The settler will be named as the trustee of the living trust. The trustee of a revocable living trust maintains control of the property in the trust as well as the trust itself. A revocable living trust also requires that a successor trustee must be named to manage the trust once the trustee is deceased. If the irrevocable living trust is a shared living trust, which is common practice among spouses, the successor trustee takes over after both spouses are deceased. What about an irrevocable living trust? These living trusts differ because once they are executed, the irrevocable living trust cannot be changed or modified. They might be beneficial for tax purposes. An irrevocable living trust also means that the settler of the trust does not maintain control of the property and the trust once it is signed. Why should I use a living trust as an estate planning tool in Iowa? Using a living trust can transfer the property to the beneficiaries of the trust without the added expense and aggravation of going through the probate process if the property is left in a will. The probate process can often take several months or even years to get everything dispersed properly. This will add court and attorney costs. Using a living trust will save time and money by avoiding the probate process. Other than living trusts, how can I avoid the probate process in Iowa? Iowa does offer a streamlined probate procedure for small estates. One method to avoid probate is the use of an affidavit if the estate does not contain any real property, other than property that passes to a spouse in joint tenancy. And the total value of your estate is less than $50,000. If the total value of the estate is $200,000 or less, the estate qualifies for a summary probate. These methods to avoid or reduce the time in probate court are cost-effective and efficient. Do I still need a will in Iowa if I have a living trust? Generally, yes, you will still need a will because there are some things that a living trust cannot do under the law. A living trust cannot name a guardian of a minor child. If you have minor children, you will need a will to designate a guardian. A will can dispose of property that is not named in your living trust. Oftentimes, people will create living wills and later acquire property that does not get transferred to the living trust. Sometimes a deed will not get transferred into the living trust. If property is not transferred to the living trust, it will not be distributed according to the trust. A will can provide for how the property will be distributed. According to Iowa law, if there is no will directing how to distribute the property that was never transferred to the living trust, it will be distributed to the close relatives. What are the tax implications of having a living trust in Iowa? Are there any benefits? there probably will not be any federal tax implications because the estate must be worth around $12 million. Iowa does not have estate tax, but does have an inheritance tax that is set to sunset in 2025. If your estate is worth more than $12 million, then there are more complicated trust options available. How do I set up a living trust in Iowa? Decided if this will be an individual or shared trust, as in common with spouses. Take inventory of property that should be included in the trust. You also need to name a successor trustee, and then decide who will be the beneficiaries of the trust, those that will get the property after you die. It is best to seek legal assistance then to establish the trust documents. Have the documents signed in front of a notary public. What changes in Iowa laws for living trusts have been made for 2022? While there haven't been any noteworthy changes in Iowa living trust this year, it is important to stay informed of any upcoming future legislation. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below and be sure to leave any questions you have in the comments section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed this video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Most consultations are free and all can be conducted remotely if you'd like. Please email us, book online, or call us at 515-207-2006. We have many locations for your convenience. We serve all of Iowa. Thank you again for watching.